You mentioned Countdown there, and you talk about that in the book, and you talk about a footballer, or more than one footballer, but in particular, a particular footballer going on Countdown, and that's Northampton's own, we hope permanently, Clark Carlisle. And you were really keen for him to come on the show, weren't you?
Yeah, Pete, I was. I'd actually read a newspaper article where he said he'd fulfilled so many of his ambitions, and one of his ambitions was to appear on Countdown, and I thought to myself, well, you are about to fulfil that ambition, Clark. And I spoke to the producer of Countdown, who's a massive football fan himself. He's a big Blackpool supporter, and he was really keen. And you know what? People have this impression of footballers as being thick as two short planks. And we know it's not true. But this was a great opportunity for a footballer to show that it's not true. And Clark came on, and I'll be absolutely honest with you, a lot of people who worked on the show were a bit sceptical and a bit cynical. But I think in the first round, he got an eight-letter word, and suddenly everybody thought, whoa, hang on a second, this guy can actually do it. You know, and he won two rounds, and I thought he was going to be with us for a long time. But the gist of it all, I think, was that Clark has a young baby, had been up very, very early that morning, had been training. We were recording the shows. It got to late evening, and there were two possibilities. One, that he was absolutely shattered after a long day. But two was that his manager had given him the day or the afternoon off to go and do Countdown. If he won a third game, he'd have to come back the next day. And I think that would have taken some explaining. At the time, I think it was Brian Laws was his manager. Mm. It was pretty tough anyway. You know, I think that would have taken a little bit of explaining. Anyway, for one reason or another, it was two wins and out for Clark. But he was absolutely brilliant. And we've seen since then, haven't we, you know, his appearances on things like Question Time. Mm. You know, what an articulate, sharp guy he is, and he speaks a lot of common sense. I've got a massive amount of time for him, and you know, I'm pleased he's doing well at Northampton.